little bit, but not much. So we had some success with net front presence, and we decided to put a big body like Joel in front and just try to get some shots from the point, simplify things. And, you know, similar to a couple goals we got last year, Patan, basically the same thing, took a shot from that position, that end of the rink. High wrist shot that went over the goalie's shoulder, but the factor was, or the key was, Joel Esperance was right in front of the goalie. He had no chance to see it. So big goal, and another key in the game too, Dirk, I thought, you know, going back, they score the first goal, but we killed some penalties in there too. Yes. And I know we'll talk about that a lot, but it's important that, you know, our penalty killing did a great job. Early in the year, we weren't able to kill some penalties, and when we took some, we got behind so early. So it's important when they got that first goal that we continue to play well on the PK.
Well, I think what you're talking about, too, is Jake Jackson and Cliff Watson back-to-back penalties, and basically 4 minutes of straight power play time. We ended up getting the same thing later on, but I thought, yeah, the penalty kill was really outstanding for Michigan Tech. And you know, we talked about how good we are in the third period. What probably aided that a little bit is Mitch McClain kind of taking a dumb 10-minute misconduct, and I think a disciplinary judgment by Coach Bergeron. He didn't play much in the rest of the game.
Yeah, and I respect, you know, Coach Bergeron's done a great job at Bowling Green. I mean, they were on life support. I mean, almost extinction, the program. And you know, Chris went in there and he's done a fabulous job. Every year they've continued to improve, and you know, they're one of the top teams in our league. And I like the way they play. I like how they play hard. They play clean. They've got their recruiting skill and speed, and they're a tough team. They're a tough out. They're a really good team, and he's done a great job. And I really respect him. And I guess they have a rule where if you get a 10-man misconduct, and you're by talking to the referee, that you sit the rest of the game. Something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but I give him a ton of credit because McClain's one of their best players.
And of course,
and he didn't play again. I don't think he played after that on Friday night.
Yeah, I think he came out, and then he put him on, and then after that shift, we don't remember seeing him. And they were already only playing with 11 forwards at the time, so now they're down to 10.
Yeah, and that's hard to do. It's hard to, if you know, you put something in place and you get in a situation. And the easy thing would be to go back on maybe a rule or what you have. But, you know, it's in there, and I give him a ton of credit for that.
And then Jake Lucchini in the third period, a shorthanded goal at the 14:56 mark. And this ended up being the game winner for Michigan Tech.
Not able to control the rebound right away. He almost thought that Reed had a chance to get the rebound. Misplayed it!
Well, in all honesty, my head was down looking at some notes while that goal went in the net, but that was the case for a lot of people because it was appeared to be a complete nothing play, and what a great heads-up play by Jake Lucchini.
Well, I think it caught them off guard, too. You know, they went behind the net, and they were slowing things down, and it was a great opportunity for Jake to read that play and understand that they were not expecting it, and Jake just went behind the net, lifted a guy's stick up. Their player was you know, a little nonchalant, didn't have any urgency, didn't expect anything, and Jake just went behind the net, picked this stick up, picked his pocket, so to speak, came right out front and put it right upstairs, just roofed it. I don't know what was more impressive, the way he snuck in there and stole the puck or the shot that he put upstairs. Like, our guys on a bench were, you know, they couldn't believe it either. But it was a great play by, you know, a player that we need and needed to play harder, a more complete game. And I talked to Jake during the week about this, that he's got to get out of his comfort level. You know, he's got to push himself harder. He's got to play better defensively, and then it'll translate offensively. And I think it's just a coincidence maybe that he scored a couple big goals, but he's a key guy. And you have a tendency, when it's human nature, when you're in the lineup every day, you know, when you don't have to maybe work as hard for your position or status on the team as some other guys, because you put some money in the bank, but you have to understand that. And the real good players never get complacent. You know, like Steve Yzerman is a great example. He just, with all the awards, with all the success, he just never seemed to be completely satisfied or happy with his game. He was just, you know, he's just a true competitor. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have so much respect for him. Even now as a general manager, you can see how he operates. He's just never satisfied. So, and we talked about that with Luch. You know, you always got to push. You always got to get better. That you can always give a little bit more. You don't want to look back on your college career and say, wow, if I just would have really put in a little more time or a little more serious, you know how good I really could have been? Mm-hmm. So we push our guys a lot. And that's why I said they need the break from me too, because we talk about being better every day and just never to be satisfied, you know, and it's hard to do. And I'm just so happy from Jake, because he's such a positive guy around our team. You know, he just exudes energy, and he's always smiling, and he's always happy, you know, and I'm sure he has his moments, but it rubs off on guys versus a guy who comes to the bench and is always bitching. Excuse me, can I say that word?
Not anymore, but that's okay.
Always, you know, complaining or mm-hmm. frustrated or whatnot. It's such a difference. Isn't it more fun to be around someone who's upbeat and happy and positive and happy to see you and good job? And anyways, and he exudes that. So good for him.
Well, and going back to Jake, talking to him after the game or before the next night, he said that he was, that even Tyler Shalas had mentioned, look, he said, Tyler, this is what Jake said to me. He said, Tyler told me, don't be stupid, but if you see an opening where they're flat-footed, take a chance. And that's what he did.
He did. Yeah. No, it's good, because we have a tendency on our PK right now that we don't attack per se. We just sort of retreat and set up a system in the neutral zone where we make it difficult for teams to gain our line. So that's one thing. If you're always up the ice pushing, you can get caught at times. So we haven't done that much. We haven't gone after teams. So it was interesting to see Jake do that. And I think there's a time and place for it. And good for him. That was a huge goal.
It was a huge goal. And the Huskies get another one to make it for certain. And this one was Alex Gillies to make it 3-1.
Michigan Tech will not win the draw, but they hold it in. Ranky able to keep it deep. Nice job by Gillies. Comes up with the puck. Side of the net. Centers a pass. Here's a shot by Ranky. A shot. Rebound. Scores! Gillies, I think, put it in. And the Huskies get an insurance goal with 1:18 left to go. They lead 3-1.
Originally, that was credited to Tyler Hannanen. We knew better. And, boy, great job by all of those guys on there. Ranky, Gillies, Hannanen, everybody involved at that goal by Gillies.
A lot of traffic at the net. Good play in the corner to retrieve the puck and be, you know, we're strong in that situation. We're strong on pucks. We came up with a puck, got it back to Mitch, and Mitch had a few blocked in the series, but that was a good one, a good heads up. All you have to do is get the puck through, and then, you know, we outnumbered him in the net, and like you said, it could have been Tyler, could have been Gillies, just put it in the open net, and that was a big goal. That was a big goal, because you see, the next night we got into a situation where we had the one goal lead, and we, I don't say we hung on, but it was tense there, where this one takes a little bit of the pressure off you going in the last minute.
2 for 5 on the power play, coach, which was really good. 0 for 6, Bowling Green was kept off the board on the man advantage.
And that's huge, and that's one of the things, the keys to the any weekend, any game really on the road. We talk about it a lot. There's you know, 4 or 5 things that we try to do every night on the road, and one of them is to win the special teams battle. One of them, stay disciplined, stay on the ice and not get caught up in all the after whistle or the extracurricular activity, but to remain focused and stay on the ice. The strength of our team is in our depth. You know, the strength's in the pack, Dirk, and we've got a pretty good pack, and we got to make sure we get to use everybody on the ice, because you can see here, you know, here's Alex Gillies supposedly on maybe our, you know, I don't like to put numbers on, but a different line than maybe our high scoring or high profile lines. But that line played extremely well for us with Beretta and Mason Blacklock and Alex Gillies. So we've got a lot of guys who can finish. We got a lot of guys who can contribute, and that's why it's so important that we use everybody. And I thought we did a real good job for the most part on the weekend with the discipline and the penalties.
Huskies win it 3-1 on Friday night, and final shots 36-26 after the Huskies were trailing in that category going into the second period. We'll talk about Saturday night's big win as we move along here on the Mel Pearson Show, and Coach will answer your questions coming up later on in the hour. If you have one, you can email it to us now, dj@themix93.com. That, of course, if you're listening here on Monday morning and not to a playback. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
The 12 Days of Christmas sale is back at the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images. Now through December 19th, a new sleigh full of goodies will be offered each day for you and yours. Discover a great selection of sporting apparel, souvenirs, and brand new items just for the holiday season. Stop in for the warm smiles and holiday cheer.